My guest at this time is Van Hipp, former chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Today is primary day in many different states around the country, but the Palmetto State is certainly one of them and one of the most compelling races on the ballot anywhere in the country, and that's the pretty crowded field for governor since there's an open seat for that office at the end of this year. And Van, it's always great to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
Well, before we talk about the candidates, obviously the departing governor, Mark Sanford, is not departing on terms anyone would have imagined a couple of years ago. How has his story impacted this race?
It has in many ways. And, of course, South Carolina is hurting from an economic standpoint as much or more so than other states. And, quite frankly, a lot of it has been because of all the craziness going on in South Carolina, not only with Sanford but other things, too, that all the big companies go, gee whiz, we want that stuff to clear out and see a little more normalcy before we do business there. So that's on the minds of the people. That's weighing big time. And that's one thing that I think could hurt Nikki Haley in the end. She's going to do very well in the first round. But, again, since she's been seen as the Sanford candidate, that probably will help her do very well tonight to get into the first round, but that probably will hurt her when it comes to the actual runoff.
Tell our listeners a little bit more about Nikki Haley, because Gresham Barrett, who is a congressman, has been a guest of ours, and Henry McMaster has been involved with state politics there for a very long time. What's Nikki Haley's background, and how has she gotten this big lead, at least for right now?
She's a three-term member of the South Carolina House of Representatives, has mainly been seen as one of the few supporters of Sanford in the legislature. So very close with Sanford, and had him all over her website until the day he got back from Argentina. It went off the website. So she's been very, very closely linked with Sanford. Right now, the latest polling shows it looks like it will be her and probably Gresham Barrett in the runoff. And the polling date also shows that, and I think this is pretty common knowledge, people down there feel like Gresham Barrett would have a better chance of beating her in the runoff than McMaster or Bauer. So there's going to be a tight race, I think, for the number two spot.
And if there is a runoff, which most assume there will be, that's in a couple weeks?
Yes, 2 weeks. It'll be on the 22nd.
On the Democratic side, it's not expected that they're going to have much of a showing in the fall. Do you expect a competitive race in November, or is the Republican runoff in a couple of weeks likely the most important race on the governor's side?
Well, the Democrats do have a couple of strong candidates. One in particular, State Senator Vincent Shaheen. Interestingly, the State Chamber of Commerce endorsed him on the Democrat side and then endorsed Gresham Barrett on the Republican side. So the question will be, I think it will be definitely Republicans should keep the governor's mansion. The only two factors there, when you look at the general election ballot, because of what's happened with Sanford in the last year or so, there are a number of people who will vote Democrat, even though they'll vote nationally Republican because of the Sanford situation. So it could be a little tighter than usual. And I would say if Nikki Haley is the nominee, it will be a much, much tighter race than if it's someone like McMaster, Bauer, or Barrett.
Van, what do you make of the personal allegations against Haley? It doesn't seem to have hurt her, at least this point in the polling, allegations that she's had affairs with different bloggers and other political operatives and so forth. What's been the general reaction to that in South Carolina?
She's had some Teflon. A lot of people wait to see. She has said that if any of this is proved true, that she'll drop out. One of the big interesting developments yesterday is that one of the accusers took a polygraph test that was inconclusive. The person who administered it said it looked like, though, that he was telling the truth, but they wanted to take it one more time because it looked like he was nervous, but looked like he was not being deceitful. He was being truthful in his statements. And, of course, that's gotten buried in a lot of the media today. So I'm sure that will, when he takes the polygraph test again in 2 or 3 days, and if he passes it, that'll be a big news story.
Talk a little bit more about the economy, Van. You mentioned that was another critical issue in addition to all the fallout from Mark Sanford. How would you describe the South Carolina economy, and what kind of solutions are being offered in the primaries?
Well, the one bit of good news is Boeing has made a major announcement to bring in thousands of employees, but that's been done by the legislature, by local officials, primarily down in Charleston. But with the exception of that, it's the economy is hurting in South Carolina. When you compound that with the tuition hikes that they've had on the higher education universities like Caroline and Clemson, it's been tough on working families. So I think people are very, very interested in economic issues. And that's why I would think, I got to believe Barrett will make it into the runoff today. he is the one candidate who's focused more on economics and jobs. And I think at the end of the day, that will resonate. And the last-minute polling data, last 3-4 days, shows that he has moved up while McMaster has moved down. So the betting money is that he probably makes it into the runoff tonight because of the of his focus on economics.
Two other very interesting primaries on the ballot in terms of U.S. House races. Perhaps the most vulnerable incumbent in South Carolina is Republican Bob Inglis. Why is he in so much trouble, and who could potentially beat him?
He has two or three strong challengers against him, and right now the latest polling data has a guy by the name of Trey Gowdy leading him. He is the solicitor, or that's what we call the district attorney there in South Carolina. They're in Spartanburg, and he is leading most of the polls now. There will be a runoff. It'll be either, I would say right now, either Trey Gowdy or Greenville State Senator David Thomas against Inglis in the runoff. But what's hurt Bob, I would say he was against the surge in Iraq, which worked. And then I think what really has hurt him, he voted to censure his fellow Republican and fellow South Carolinian Jill Wilson in the Congress, and that has cost him dearly.
What about Wilson himself? Is he facing any serious challenge in the primary or in November?
No, he's not. The only Wilson on the ballot in the primary today is Congressman Joe Wilson's son, Alan Wilson, who is running for Attorney General. And even though he's been outspent, it looks like he's going to run very, very strong tonight in South Carolina. And I would say he would either finish number one or number two and should be in good position for runoff. Having that Wilson name has helped him in South Carolina.
Well, there's a couple other families that have pretty prestigious names in South Carolina who are going head-to-head in an open seat for the Republican nomination in the 1st Congressional District. The son of Strom Thurmond, the longtime senator and one-time governor many years ago, against Carol Campbell, the late former governor, his son also on the ballot. Who's likely to emerge there?
That's going to be a tight one. That, of course, that congressional district goes from Myrtle Beach down to Charleston. You've got Paul Thurmond and Carol Campbell. You also have a couple of the strong candidates. One, Tim Scott, state representative, who seems to be running very strong. If I had to bet the house on it right now, I'd say you've probably got Tim Scott and Carol Campbell in a runoff with Paul Thurmond running a very strong third.
We'll be watching there and several other states around the country today. Van, always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Great to be with you, Greg.
Van Hipp, former chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. He's now chairman of American Defense International. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.